if anybody's going to talk about the simulation virus, this is up on the web, but there's a website for it on FDA.gov about the CDC's diagnostic PCR panels and what the protocol is for this thing. And on page 39, they say that they have an isolated 2019 nCoV, which is novel coronavirus. And there's a statement I just read on the NIH website, which is the National Institute of Health, that if you've had the common cold, you already have immune killer cells for SARS-CoV-2. That's on the National Institute of Health. And the CARES Act, which was passed in March, $2.3 trillion funding bill, is 335 pages in that Senate bill, and it's all about how they were doing this funding, this $2.3 trillion in new debt for the American population. There was 23,008 sections to this, and when you got down to 23,005, which was three from the very bottom, it said for the purpose of this legislation or purpose of this act, that coronavirus means SARS-CoV-2 or any other coronavirus. So they know this. They've known this. There's no way this was all done by treaty. Congress is the one that is involved in ratifying treaties. The president isn't one involved in enforcing treaties. The judges are the ones that are there to rule over what's put into treaties if there's any disputes. Everybody up there knows. They knew it before this occurred. Because the treaty said all heads of government must run simulation exercises. And that's both in the 2019, a world at risk, and the 2020, a world in disorder. That they're going to run it. And it goes back to 2007, World Health Organization's six-year strategy. And it says right in there in 2007 that they're going to increase health awareness through running simulation exercises and then gear up for, quote, preparedness. The part that they don't talk about is they're supposed to do these simulations with minimal disruption to trade and travel. Now, let's talk about that. Anybody feeling like something's been minimized when it comes to trade and travel over a fake virus, a fake simulation? All right, Nate, anybody? Let's talk.
I had a couple of questions about the dead bodies. Now, every morning they're telling us that so many hundreds and thousands of people have passed on. So where are all of the morbid photographers and reporters showing us pictures of the bodies stacked up or whatever? I'm just curious to know where they're putting those bodies. And then my second question is this. I wanted to find out if anyone anywhere has done any statistical data in terms of comparison. Like if we start with January of 2019, and do the comparison to January of 2020 in terms of the amount of people that have died in the country. Not necessarily what they died from, but I'd like to see some statistics like that where I could see how many people died last January versus January and so on. I think it's important that we do a comparison because right now, I just can't believe that all of these people are dying, you know, and then I'm looking for the bodies, too.
Okay, yeah, I don't know, but I can tell you this. I've already been thinking along those lines for months because I did the stats for whatever they put out for 2019 was there were 3.8 million births in the United States and 2.8 million deaths. So you had a positive 1 million addition to the population just through the births and the deaths for 2019. I don't know what this, I've been trying to find those stats for 2020. Like, is there some kind of monthly thing that's got a total? Because they did do those stats from January to January in 2019. So I haven't seen that yet. Everybody tells me that the death rate is just way down, lower than normal. I mean, the number of highway wrecks that cause death. A lot of people aren't going to the doctor, so you have a whole swath of people that are usually murdered every year through medical misdiagnosis or some kind of whacked out doctor who's on drugs himself that cuts the wrong leg off or some stupid crap. I mean, you got all kinds of things that aren't happening this year that normally happen. And I've got several friends of mine that are in the medical field. Nate, you got them too. I mean, your wife was, she does lab testing. They called her back in to do the testing. And you've already spoken about this, that they didn't shut the lab down, but they quit doing testing for COVID, right?
Yeah, I've gotten reports of people that I know that work in labs and for doctors and so forth, that their facilities have stopped doing certain tests because they don't want the liability that if it really came out that the tests were fake, tests weren't accurate, and someone lost a job or lost an opportunity, they were afraid they would have liability, so they stopped doing certain tests. And the accuracy of just about all the tests they have done is very questionable. So a lot of places have actually just stopped doing the fake tests, so to speak.
Didn't they have a thing where, like, what was showing up in the lab was like, well, some people wanted to get a positive so they could get the money and get some time off, and then other people didn't want the, they wanted a negative so they didn't have to take time off and didn't want to lose their job or whatever. Weren't they a lab where they were seeing tests on people that were done 3 and 4 times before they ever got to their lab?
There were a lot of reports of people that, well, I think CVS had done a major national thing where they were given free tests, I believe, and people that lined up because sometimes they put on these fear tactics. It gets people all riled up, and they say, well, let me run, take the test. So after one of those events, people lined up at CVS to take tests, and the lines were long in certain places where they had reported that there was, you know, just increase in deaths and activity. And some people got impatient and went home and never took the test. And when they got the mail results back from the test, people that didn't even take the test got back positive, saying you tested positive. And the person said, well, heck, I got out of line. I never took the test. But their statistics were included in the positive results that came back, and these people never took the test. And that was highly documented, but not too much publicity about it, that this whole thing is being staged.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine that's a male nurse, and he's elderly, but he still works for families to go into these nursing homes where their families can't go anymore. He can go in, but he also goes into the hospitals. And I asked him this back in July. I said, tell me what's going on in the hospital. Are there any people there sick? He said, no, no one's there. He said, they're on limited staff now. People aren't even going to show up for their heart surgeries or heart diagnostics or scans or nothing. People are just done. And I said, well, what about the nursing homes? He said, this is a death agenda. He said, believe me. He said, I've actually had them tell me I can't come in. And he said, well, I can come in. And if you don't think so, then I'll call the sheriff down here. So there's been an agenda. I mean, I have a friend of mine whose dad died back in June, and he had not seen him since March because they wouldn't let him go see his dad. His dad was in a nursing home. So some of the stuff that's going on is absolutely heinous. And the reason that you question where all the dead bodies are is because they're not here. Like my sister said, she was in a virology lab, Rollins lab, which is here in Raleigh. 30 years she worked for the state, and she retired from the state. And so if I need any virologist opinions, all I got to do is just, you know, here, put me on the phone with your friends over here, because she talks to all of them. She told me up front, coronaviruses are weak. They're nothing more than the common cold. And I just showed a website, something in Mountain Health, where they show the symptoms of coronavirus as compared to influenza, cold, and seasonal allergies. It's nothing. And according to the propaganda in the media, Trump kicked coronavirus's butt in 2 days and came out on the news and said he didn't have any respiratory symptoms. And I'm really interested in how you had no respiratory symptoms from a respiratory pathogen. So it never stops, the amount of lies and propaganda, as far as I'm concerned. It just never stops.
And David, you know, funny you should mention doctors cutting off the wrong leg. I attended a funeral yesterday for a dear friend, female friend, and that's exactly what happened to her. She ended up losing both legs because they terminated the wrong leg first.
Mm-hmm. I know. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, and I asked the mortician if they had been having an overwhelming amount of services. And he said no. In fact, that service yesterday, I guess that would be his first service this week. And I don't know that he had a whole bunch of them for the rest of the week. So he said no, that it wasn't extraordinary.
How could you possibly make that big of a mistake? I mean, that's just, you just ruined somebody's entire life. I mean, she could have got a prosthetic for one, but having to live with prosthetics, if you could get one for, I mean, it's just, but it's not just that. I mean, it's all this prescribing of these meds. These meds are made. They may come from a natural source, like Valium comes from valerian root, but a lot of the things that we take in our body are about the right frequency, about the right spin. I know Dan talks about this kind of stuff on Wednesdays. You know, we can't just put anything into our body, and then even then we have to do it in the right amounts and right proportions. And I don't know the last time I went to a doctor. I don't go to them. I take a lot of nutrition, and I try to take care of my health, and I don't go to doctors, hoping that I won't have any kind of problem where I have to have some kind of thing going on with my legs. But we all know that our health is based on our diet and, you know, how we treat our body, walk, go get some exercise, move around, get air, get oxygen. I'm convinced oxygen heals just about everything. That's why hyperbaric chambers are so good. All these athletes that got broken limbs and pulled muscles or whatever, they throw them in a hyperbaric chamber so they can heal up twice as fast. I'm going to pull up the HR 2005, which is the International Health Regs. And they wrote this in 2005. And I got ratified by all the nations in 2007. And this is Annex number 6 on page 12 of 17, vaccination, prophylaxis, and related certificates. So they're talking about there shall be no departure made from the model of the certificate specified in this annex. So if you go down one more page, you can see what the health certificate looks like. This stuff is already done. It's done 15 years ago. The nations all agreed to it in 2007, and then they all started agreeing to run simulations. That was a six-year plan from 2007 to 2013 and 2014. They didn't use the word simulation, and I thought it was very interesting, but they did change it to the word training exercise. So I believe what you're asking here is, yeah, if you don't have this health certificate here or some sort of exemption to this, and I have no clue what that exemption is going to be unless it's diplomatic immunity of some sort, where you're not subject to the laws of that state, everybody's going to do this. And most people are already, like Nate said, they're already lining up for it. They want it. They want the vaccine. They're going to wonder why you don't want it. That's what's going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not normal if you don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah, something wrong with you.
Exactly. Okay.
I just thought about sharing. When my child was a baby, they had to have at least 3 vaccinations. Now the list is up to about 30.
Right. Yes. I have a friend of mine, his sister, I think her child now is like 4 years old. That child has never had a vaccination. And he told me that it was because of his information that he gave to his sister. She even told him one time about the whole thing. She was telling him that all the children around my kid, they're always sick. She said, my kid is stronger, smarter, never gets sick, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, really? She said, yeah, you thought I wasn't listening when you started telling me all this. Because this was like 10 years ago. And if, you know, I mean, they had a problem getting pregnant. She finally did get pregnant. And so she's never had the child vaccinated. And she said, you can see it in his eyes, too. His eyes are clearer. He thinks faster than they think. And that's because the mercury and the thermosol they put in there is just destroying their brain. And it was Dr. Molden, who's a physiologist out of Canada. They killed him. They got rid of him. Somebody did. I don't know who did, but somebody got rid of him. And as a physiologist, he was just telling people, look at how the mouth droops. Look at how this eye's crooked. He said, this is all brain stroke and capillary damage coming from the vaccines. And the reason that that's true, because let's look at the vaccine. What's in the vaccine? Well, the first thing is in it. Well, I don't want to get COVID. Well, guess what's in the vaccine? You don't want to get SARS-CoV-2? You don't want to get a virus? The virus is in the vaccine. You get a measles shot, you get the measles because the measles is in it. You can't develop an immunity to a virus that you don't put the virus in the shot. The problem with it is what else are they putting in that thing, right?
Exactly. Okay.
You know, back to the question about the virus. I trust Dr. Christiane Northrup because she's so tied into the system, she talks a lot about the things that you talk about, David. And truth is an energy, too, and it just resonates as truth. So I'm so glad you're on the call. But Dr. Christiane Northrup is saying that being a doctor, being Tufts Medical School trained, she said that there's animal DNA in the vaccine and that Bill and Melinda Gates have submitted a patent for the Lucifero, you know, Lucifer, the angel of light, the Lucifero 060606. And it's ink for the barcode to go underneath the skin, you know, in the vaccine.
Right.
And she also said that the tracking chip that Bill Gates patented, that will be able to track our sex life, our heart rate, our whereabouts, and that there will be control towers that control people. And so I've already made up in my mind that we're not going to get the vaccine, you know, for these very reasons, because Christiane Northrup said that we're not even going to be human anymore. Family members, they're very afraid. They're very caught up in politics. So I just don't try to convince them anymore. I just remove myself out of the group thread or out of the conversation. But, you know, you said the divide and conquer. They're going in with this because I'm not going to have any friends or relatives in my aura. They're not going to be anywhere in sight. I'll talk to them over the phone, maybe, depending on how far this pandemic goes, because if their agenda is population control and absolute power, why would I let somebody in my field who's being controlled by a tower? You know, everything's going quantum now so that they can shoot something my way? Not at all. I'm not going to be involved with that. We were born free, and I'm going to stay free. So that's just my two cents on that.
I tell you, it's interesting, whoever said it earlier about coming to these calls, that you guys are like a family, and they love coming to these calls because this is what's going to build your energy. The other ones are just going to drag you down.
Mm-hmm.
So coming out of my family, I place no stock in family in terms of what blood means, because it means nothing to me anymore. They're not like-minded with me. They don't think like me. Four of them are criminals, as far as I'm concerned. My mom and dad weren't June and Ward Cleaver, okay? So, you know, with a lot of dysfunction, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of whatever. And so as you get older, you realize it's not about you don't like them or you hate them or whatever. It's just like you just go, okay, this does not serve my life. So why am I going to waste my energy here?